So welcome to our fifth session of mindfulness. So just relax, make sure that you're comfortable. You ideally want to be lying down, eyes closed, in a place that you're not going to be disturbed for the next 15 minutes. Make sure you're comfortable, warm enough, and just relax any muscles that you might be holding quite tense. So that's often our fingers. Just make sure we're not making fists. It can be your jaw, so just relax your jaw. Take your tongue away from the roof of your mouth. Make sure your shoulders aren't up by your ears. And just try and make yourself as relaxed and fluffy as possible. Okay, so we're just going to begin just by taking a moment to just connect with our breath. So just taking a moment to just concentrate on your breathing. Just taking nice deep breaths in. Holding for a second. And then breathing out. Just notice how that feels with your breath coming in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And just keep breathing, allowing your chest to rise and fall and hopefully to become nice and relaxed. So I'm going to talk to you about a mindfulness exercise that I would like you to have a go at home. So all you need for this is a piece of music, okay? And it ideally wants to be a piece of music that you haven't heard before. So I'm just going to talk you through this exercise, which is called mindful listening. So this exercise is designed to open your ears to sound in a non-judgmental way. And indeed, to train your mind to be less swayed by the influence of past experiences and preconception. So much of what we feel is influenced by past experience. For example, we may dislike a song because it reminds us of something that's happened in the past, or a period of life when things felt negative. So the idea of this exercise is to listen to some music from a neutral standpoint, with a present awareness that is unhindered by preconception. Select a piece of music you have never heard before. You may have something in your own collection that you have never listened to, or you might choose to turn the radio until something catches your ear. So this is what I'd like you to do. Once you've got your piece of music ready, I would like you to close your eyes and focus all of your attention on listening. Try not to get drawn into judging the music by its genre, title, or artist before it has even begun. Instead, ignore any labels and neutrally allow yourself to get lost in the journey of sound for the duration of the song. Allow yourself to explore every aspect of the track. Even if the music isn't to your liking at first, let go of your dislike and give your awareness full permission to just listen, focus, and experience the music. Explore the song by listening to the dynamics of each instrument. Separate each sound in your mind and analyse each one by one. Hone in on the vocals, the sound of the voice, its range and tones. If there was more than one voice, separate them out as you did with the instruments. The idea is to listen intently, to become fully entwined with the composition without preconception or judgment of the genre, artist, lyrics or instrumentation. It's about not thinking, just hearing. So that's an exercise that I would like you to have a go at, please, another time. So again, like I said, it works best with a piece of music that you don't have any experience of yet, no opinion on, and it is just about listening without judgment. So not thinking about whether you like it necessarily, but just focusing on it for what it is, just a piece of music, and just allowing your full concentration to focus on that piece of music. Something else that I would like you to try this week is to carry out something which we call a habit releaser. Okay, so this allows us to break out of autopilot. We've spoken before about how we spend much of our lives on autopilot, not really paying attention to what we do. So this is designed to help you to start the process of loosening up your habits by adding a little randomness to your life. So the habit releaser I'd like you to have a go at this week is called changing chairs. So this might not sound like a big deal, but this week I'd like you to see if you can notice which chairs you normally sit on at home at school or somewhere else you visit regularly. Make a deliberate choice to try another chair or alter the position of the chair you use. Notice how your perspective can change just by changing chairs. We are all creatures of habit. It may be that every time you get into the car, you sit at the same place. It may be that you have the same place at the dinner table. It might be that you always sit at the same place if you're going to sit and watch telly with your family. So it's just about making small changes that break up the routine, break up the autopilot, and bring your attention to what you're actually doing. So remember, mindfulness is all about being in the moment, being in the now. So instead of just allowing yourself to run on autopilot and not fully take in and experience what you're doing, it's about just breaking those habits a little bit and just changing that routine. So just think for a moment maybe about some habits that you might be in at the moment. It might be where you sit. I know in school you don't necessarily get a choice. But just thinking about where you can, just changing that routine. So in a moment we're going to have a go at a very simple 1 minute meditation, but before we do that, let's just bring our attention back in case it's wandered. Just make sure you're comfortable. Just reconnect with your breath. Maybe shift position if you need to. Take a deep breath, relax any tension. So this is just simply a 1 minute meditation, so something that you can do anywhere at any time, but will just help your brain to become more mindful. And the more you practice, the easier it becomes. So we're already lying in a comfortable position with our eyes closed. So I'd just like you to focus your attention on your breath as it flows in and out of your body. Stay in touch with the different sensations of each in and out breath. Observe the breath without looking for anything special to happen. There is no need to alter your breathing. After a while, your mind may wander. When you notice this, gently bring your attention back to the breath without giving yourself a hard time. The act of realizing that your mind has wandered and bringing your attention back without criticizing yourself is central to the practice of mindful meditation. Your mind may eventually become calm like a still pond, or it may not. Even if you get a sense of absolute stillness, it may only be fleeting. If you feel angry or exasperated, notice that this may be fleeting too. Whatever happens, just allow it to be as it is. So that meditation is all about recognizing that we shouldn't judge what's going on in our heads. Yes, our minds will wander, and that's absolutely fine. All we need to do is just bring our focus back when it happens. Okay, eventually you might experience complete calm and stillness, but you might not. You might get a bit annoyed with yourself, but hopefully that would only be fleeting and it will pass. So remember, whatever happens, just allow it to be as it is. So just taking a moment to just let your mind be still, focus on the breath, and if it begins to wander, just bring it back to the breath. So this kind of thinking, okay, is where we practice non-judgment. So we're trying not to judge ourselves, our thoughts, or others. The voice inside our heads is the voice that we hear more often, so we need to make sure that that voice is kind and that it's friendly to us. So when you are talking to yourself, try and make sure you are being as kind as you would if you were talking to somebody else. Try not to be critical of yourself or have too high expectations or to place too much pressure on yourself. The aim of mindfulness is to stay in the moment, but if your mind does wander, it's okay. Our minds will naturally wander. It's just about noticing where your mind has gone and then gently bringing it back to the moment by focusing on the breath. The more we can practice being non-judgmental of ourselves, the happier and calmer hopefully we will become, and the less judgmental of others we will become as well. You will experience negative thoughts about yourself and about other people, but it's just letting those negative thoughts go as you would any thought. You might want to think about your thoughts as trains coming into a train station. Okay, you don't have to get on board every thought, just like you don't need to get on board every train. You can just let some thoughts come into your mind and go out of your mind, just like a train comes in and leaves the station. You might prefer to think about your thoughts as being leaves on a stream, and we will be doing a longer meditation around that soon. So you may just want to visualize your thoughts as leaves on a stream that just slowly float in and out of your mind. Whatever you choose, or however you choose to visualize, remember it's just all about just bringing your mind gently back if it starts to wander. Now we're just going to take a few moments just to check in with our body by repeating an exercise that we have done before called the body scan. So I'd like you to imagine that this scan is moving from your toes slowly up your body. And I just want you to mentally check in with each part of your body as the scanner passes. Just make sure you're not holding any tension anywhere. And if you are, just try to relax that part of your body. Try and sink even further into the floor or the bed or the mat that you're lying on. Tell each part of the body as the scanner passes that it is relaxed. So you can think to yourself, my legs are completely relaxed. My stomach is completely relaxed. My arms are completely relaxed. And if you do notice any tension, just try to let it go by maybe changing position, relaxing anything that you are holding too tensely. And just trying to sink further, relax further, and become as calm and still as possible. The body scan is a really nice technique to use at bedtime, just to remove any tension from your body before you try and sleep. And we're going to end on something else that we have looked at before, okay, which is called the gratitude moment. So, like I said, we do all have negative thoughts that do crop into our mind, but we can replace these with practice with more positive thoughts. And one of the best ways of doing this is to practice gratitude. So I'd just like you to take a couple of moments to just think of anything, anybody that you are grateful for today. The things that might have just made your day a little bit better. It might be somebody that has done something nice for you, somebody who said something kind. You might have received a compliment. It could be somebody that's made you a nice meal. It could be somebody who's held a door open for you. It might be a pet who woke you up this morning with a smile. Just anything that's made your day that little bit better. So just in your own head, thinking about the things, the people, the animals that you're grateful for. And try, if you can, to just have a gratitude moment at the end of every day. Or even when you wake up in the morning, because you may wake up feeling a little bit negative, a little bit apprehensive about the day. So starting your day with a gratitude moment can be nice as well. So before we finish, before we start to bring movement back into our bodies, just take a moment again to just reconnect with your breath and just take a really nice, strong, deep inhale. Hold that breath for a second and then exhale. A Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. So very slowly when you're ready, you might want to just start to bring some movement back into your body. You might want to stretch as if you're waking up. You might want to let your head roll from side to side. Anything that feels comfortable. Anything that helps you just begin to just bring some slow movements into your body. And then without yet sitting up, just allowing your eyes to open, just adjust to the light, just take in where you are. Just take a moment to think about how you feel now. Hopefully you're feeling more relaxed and calm. And then when you're ready, just very slowly, no sudden movements, just bring yourself up to seating and you can be ready to carry on with your day. Okay, thank you.